For thousands of years, humans have known that if you want to catch a fish, you need to attract it with the right bait. The online media word clickbait was inspired by this ancient trick and entered the Oxford English Dictionary in 2016. Clickbait is something that hooks readers in so that they click on a link. In the context of online news, that clickbait is often a dramatic headline. A good clickbait headline squeezes a lot of information and interest into just a few words, so as a reader, expect to see some weird grammar and even word games in there. Of course, it doesn't matter if you don't always get puns in headlines, but when you do, it is very satisfying. So, let's have a look at some of the games that headline writers play. As any English learner will know, the English language is full of homonyms, words that have the same spelling or pronunciation but different meanings. Having a lot of homonyms makes life more complicated for people learning English, but more fun for people writing headlines. If a language has a lot of homonyms, there's plenty of opportunity to make puns. Puns can be cheesy, but they're pretty common in English language journalism, and especially in headlines. When Kate Middleton was about to give birth to her first child and heir to the British throne, a headline in the Australian Courier Mail punned, "A breath of fresh air." This plays with the expression a breath of fresh air, meaning something new and refreshing. Air and air are pronounced exactly the same. A headline from an article about pork in the British magazine The Economist included two piggy puns: soaring pork prices, hog headlines, and so discontent in China. Hog is used here as a verb meaning to take over the majority of something, but hog is also a noun meaning pig. So is used here as a verb meaning to plant or spread, but a sow, same spelling, different pronunciation, is a noun meaning female pig. And this final example is a classic from the British tabloid newspaper The Sun, which managed to make a three-way pun from just one word. In 1984, when French sheep farmers attacked lorries carrying British meat into France, The Sun's front page carried the headline, "Lambush." It has lamb, ambush, and L with an apostrophe, which imitates the French article for the before a noun. Brilliant! The Sun newspaper has always had a reputation for fireworks in its headline writing. In 2006, the paper chose a flippant tone for a serious subject with the headline, "How do you solve a problem like Korea?" For a story about how then North Korean President Kim Jong-il had just carried out the country's first nuclear test. The headline plays with the song from the musical The Sound of Music, "How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria?" And while we're on the theme of musicals starring Julie Andrews, a song from the film Mary Poppins inspired one of the most dazzlingly playful headlines ever. When footballer Ian Callaghan scored 3 goals against Queen's Park Rangers, also known simply as QPR, a creative headline writer at the Liverpool Echo took the song title Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious and turned it into "Supercali scores a hat-trick QPR atrocious." The headline was so satisfying that it has been reused in various versions over the years.